Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, subbing in for Sam Shad. And today's guest is former Nevada football coach Chris Ault, who is now a member of the Nevada Athletic Commission. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Coach Chris Ault. Of course, he's a member of the Nevada Athletic Commission now, but he was also a Hall of Fame coach for many years at the University of Nevada. 234 victories, 10 major college bowl games, 9-7 in 1AA playoffs, and the 1991 Eddie Robinson National Coach of the Year. Welcome to you, Coach.
Thanks, Ray. Glad to be with you.
Well, you know, first I want to talk about Nevada Athletic Commission business, and it's on Wednesday of this week. You have a meeting, and you're going to be talking about disciplinary action of some of the ringmen and some other people in the Conor McGregor, Habib, UCF brawl, right.
We had two fights that night, one in the ring and one outside.
Yeah, so. And then after the fight, there was another one in the ring.
Yeah.
But Coach, I know you've temporarily suspended both of the fighters involved in this, but is this a black eye for combat sports in Nevada that have this controversy about this?
Well, you know, not really, Ray. I mean, obviously, the commission's, you know, the integrity of our commission is to oversee the sport itself, all the combat sports, you know, the integrity of the sport, the safety of the athletes, and, of course, the safety of the fans. I can't comment too much on the incident simply because it's still under investigation, as you can well guess. But, you know, what I've learned about the MMA is, I mean, publicity is publicity. And, you know, it's really interesting to see the dynamics of what people throughout the country interject, so to speak, as what is publicity. And, you know, we got several comments from people saying, well, you know, that incident was good for MMA and so on and so forth. You know, you can't stay for it. But I think this, it is, Ray, it's those guys are terrific athletes. I'm really enjoying learning about it because I had no experience with it until I came on the commission. And what I see are so many great opportunities for young men and young women to have an opportunity to go compete one-on-one in a ring and have a chance to do something with their lives. It's pretty interesting from that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Now, Coach, how would you compare the MMA fighters to athletes that you coach in football? Would you say they're, you know, hey, I'd like to have this kid as a linebacker or a defensive back, or how would they compare athletically?
Well, athletically, Ray, I've seen some terrific athletes. I mean, you know, in the MMA, I mean, everything goes. I mean, it's kickboxing, it's boxing, it's wrestling, it's everything. So I've seen some tremendous athletes. I mean, guys with great agility. What I really enjoy watching personally from a coaching standpoint, though, is you see and can determine what's going on in a fight with the mental toughness of the competitors. And to be involved in MMA, in that sport, much like boxing, Ray, you're going to be mentally tough.
Now, Coach, the Nevada Athletic Commission oversees all combat sports in Nevada. What about the future of boxing? It doesn't seem like it's as popular as it once was when we had the big heavyweight title fights in Nevada with Larry Holmes or even Mike Tyson, or going way back to Muhammad Ali.
Well, you're right, Ray. It's not. And what there is a mega push throughout the country, but in particular in Las Vegas, which is the fight capital of the world,
right,
Ray, to push boxing and to give it more exposure and more organization. And there's constant, I know this, throughout the different boxing organizations throughout the country, led by Bob Arum, who's a tremendous system. Now, there's history of boxing right there.
Right, right.
Just a great guy. But they're pushing and they're doing, I think they're doing a great job of promoting and getting back to where it is noticed more than it had been before, you know, had been recently. But most importantly, you've got to get names fighting. You know, when you look at some of the guys fighting, there are young guys making a name for themselves. And as you well know, Ray, that's all about winning. And when you can get the two opponents together, and they're competitive, and that's what I like about the commission. We're doing, I think the overall perspective of the commission of boxing is to get people of equal strength, of equal abilities to box, rather than have that deception of one that's, you know, really the strength of a boxing and somebody just coming in as a contender.
Coach, in combat sports and in football, there's an issue with concussions. What do you see the future going to help alleviate concussions, especially in combat sports? Will they wear some kind of headgear?
Well, it's a constant issue talked about. Let me just talk about concussions football-wise.
Okay.
Football now is safer than any time ever in the history of football. And it's because the NFL is spending so much money in particular on concussions, to try to develop better equipment, better ways to teach and tackle and promote the sport than ever before. So football, Ray, I mean, I see it. I see it at the Pop Warner level. I see it at the high school level. I've seen it at the NFL level. And it's something that's a continuous project that continues to go on. Now, the combat sports are really concerned about it also. There's not something that they say, oh, we're not worried, but they are worried about it. And so you're seeing studies go along in all the combat sports of what can we do to reduce concussions? What can reduce the liability of injury, not just concussions themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ray, because of media situations now when they promote so much about the toughness of particular sports, combat sports, football, the pressure's on those people to deliver with better ways to have the sport be involved with the sport and for the safety of the athletes.
Okay, Coach, we got to take a break right here. When we come back, I want to talk about your football innovations, in particular, the pistol offense.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back after these few messages, more with Coach Chris Ault.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is football coach Chris Ault, who led Nevada, the Nevada football team, to 10 bowl games, and of course he was the coach beginning in 1976. Coach, one of your strengths as a coach, always offense. You know, when you first came in, you ran the wing tee, wasn't it?
And
then
then
when you first got into the Big Sky, it was run to win, where you would just pummel people with big running backs like Otto Kelly and Anthony Corley. And then you went to become like a passing guru with Chris Vargas in the 90s. But then, Coach, you invented what is now known as the pistol offense. And I was doing some research on it, and I wanted to ask you about this because you were given credit for inventing the pistol offense. In an article I saw, that it said that the pistol really started in 1990 with Jerry Glanville. You remember Coach Glanville.
I know Glanville, yeah.
But he ran something called the Shotgun Eye for one season for the Atlanta Falcons, and then when June Jones took over the offense the next year, they threw it away. But what was your inspiration for that?
Ray, I'm not sure Jerry Glanville knew he was running the Shotgun Eye at the time. He's a character.
Oh, yeah.
My inspiration was this, Ray. You know, I'd stepped out of football just to be AD in 96, and had no intention really of going back in until the president said, we'd like you to come back in and consider it, and went back in. The program had dissolved. You know, Ray, we hadn't had a winning season in 6 years. We've lost the fan base, everything that we'd built up. I mean, that's a special baby to me, that University of Nevada football program.
Right, right. You're talking about 2005 when you came back?
I'm talking about 2005 when I came back.
Okay.
Because I was out, you know, when I left after 96, you know, those times I was just AD. And we just, you know, we tanked it. We lost everything that we had built up. And anyway, long story made short, what I felt is we needed to do something different than what I had done before. I had always had this in the back of my mind, certainly couldn't talk to anybody because they'd think you're nuts. You know, I mean, couldn't call any of my friends in the football world and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking of doing, because they'd think, oh man, this guy, he's lost it. What's he doing back in coaching? We gambled. We had Jeff Rode quarterback, who was the first pistol quarterback, and Jimmy Wadhams, a walk-on from Las Vegas, was our first center who became one of the best centers I ever had. And we invented it, Ray, because I felt it was a great way to run the ball. I felt it was a great way to feature your quarterbacks in play-action passes and something dynamic that you can hide the running back behind the quarterback.
Right, right.
And, you know, Ray, I'm proud of it because it is, I'm going to tell you this now, without question, I think it's the most versatile formation that you can use at any level. And it's used it from Pop Warner to the NFL, college, of course, even in Italy. They're running the pistol.
Well, I do want to get to Italy, but I wanted to ask you one other thing about the pistol. You said you started it with Jeff Rowe. But when Colin Kaepernick came along, did you expand the pistol to maybe have more of a run-pass option than you did with Jeff Rowe?
Well, Ray, you're pretty good. No, Jeff Rowe was the guy, really, he was my guinea pig. Poor Jeff. I mean, nobody's seen the pistol. We're running it that first year, and I'm making adjustments as we go. And he did a super job. You know, we win the bowl game, we win the conference, the first year running it.
Right.
With him, thank God for his talents. When Cap came along, Ray, he did not have the throwing motion you had to have. I mean, he wasn't ready to step in and throw the ball the way we had wanted to throw it. We really invented the what they call the RPO now. It was called the RPM when we put it together. It was called run, pass, match. And the match meant that you would only throw so many quick passes versus a different type of run.
Mm-hmm.
And so we matched the run with the pass. But we put that in for Cap so that we could have a run play called, and if they were playing soft on your outside receivers, you could throw a quick pass to them. That's how all that got started.
Coach, you talk with so much enthusiasm about football. Do you miss coaching? Would you ever go back to coaching?
No, I miss, listen, Ray, I love football. I mean, I go to Nevada's practices every Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, they inserted a little bit of the pistol offense themselves for their run game this year, and they're running better than they ever had, so it's kind of fun to watch. But I love football, and I'm still a football coach. I'm still actively involved with it at the high school level, the collegiate level, and with many other high schools with a pistol. So, you know, that kind of nourishes me, so to speak. I'd never go back into coaching. No, I've had my time. What I want to do now is give back. You know, things that I learned as a head football coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I do some of those things, and I try to tie the football aspect into it. And it's been a lot of fun, Ray. And anytime you can give back, you know, if you're successful, you got people listen.
Right.
And we were successful. So I want to give back. So some of these young coaches, in particular at the high school level, and many of these college coaches can take advantage of some of the things that that we did. They just won't have to make the mistakes I made to get to there.
Coach, I want to ask you about one other thing before we take a break, and it involves the Nevada versus UNLV football rivalry.
Oh.
Now, UNLV in 2 years are going to be moving into the Raiders, you know, ultra-modern stadium. They also have $10 million Fertitta football complex that they're building. Will this give UNLV an advantage over Nevada in the football rivalry?
No. UNLV had an advantage long, long ago, Ray, and we took that away by whipping them on the field. Now, this Raider thing, what a great plus, number one, for the city of Las Vegas. Number two, for the state. I mean, the revenue generated, you know, from the tax and all that. And it is going to help UNLV, you know, and I think it'll be a real plus for them. But, you know, there's the difference between their program and our program. Our program, and now with Jay doing what he's doing, we're an established program. It's a winning program. Their program is a program always in some way dynamic changes, whether it be the head coach, mm-hmm. whether it be what they're trying to do on campus. And so there's a big difference between tradition and wanting to have tradition. Tradition is about what you have and what you keep adding to and build to, but you have to do it in a winning way. And those who play on hope, try to get to that same tradition. But I, you know, there's no question all that stuff will help UNLV. We've got to be ready to fight that. But you do that by the way you play, practice on the field, and by the way your coaches lead the communities.
Okay, Coach, one last thing. I still remember someone telling me about you that when I was covering politics is that Chris Ault and Bill Raggio has hurt Las Vegas more than anybody else in Northern Nevada.
Oh, I couldn't be in Bill Raggio's same shoes, but he was a great one, Ray. And I'll tell you what, he was one of the main, when we got those tuition waivers, I'm not sure if you're familiar that for athletics on both campuses, Bill was the guy who said, here's who you need to talk to, here's who you got to see, and sell it to these guys and so on. That's a great one. Now that I don't fit in his shoes, no question about that.
Okay, Coach, when we come back, I got some ask you about Italy. We'll be right back with Chris Ault after these few messages.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is legendary football coach Chris Ault. Coach, I do want to mention that you were my high school coach at Minogue High School. We were undefeated 10-0 and won the state championship back in 1970.
In spite of my coaching, right? So you guys are pretty good players.
Coach, you have also coached 2 years in the Italian Football League for the Milan Rhinos. And the first year, you won the Italian Super Bowl. The second year, you advanced to the Italian Super Bowl game but came up short.
Yep.
What was coaching in Italy, coaching American football in Italy like?
We don't have time on this show. Ray, it was fantastic, first of all. I mean, you got to understand, the reason we went over there was our 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, you and Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the only wife I've ever been married to.
Well, yeah. Sorry,
no, Ray. That was the whole secret. You know, I think, oh, you're 50th. You got to do something that's, you know, you got to do something special. And I had some friends call me and say, would you like to come over and coach Europe? And I always turned them down. No, and finally, I thought, you know what? I'll see if there's a couple teams in Italy, and there was three of them, and had my choice to go over in Italy. Told her, honey, guess where we're going for our 50th? She's, where? Italy. She's, oh, you're kidding me. Week, 2 weeks? I said, no, 6 months. What? I mean, Ray, honestly, this conversation was but she was great over there. We loved it, Ray. Those Italians are so warming. They are such great people. And really, I went over there coach, obviously, for a different reason, but I really wanted to see, can you teach the pistol to people who fundamentally don't have a lot of good football, American football fundamentals? And it was a challenge. I mean, I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed they're all adults, Ray. They work during the day, all day long. We started practice in the evenings at 8 o'clock in the evening. They went till 10:30, sometimes 11, because we, you know, those practices get once in a while with me.
Right.
And these guys were attentive and is trying it. And Ray, when we left, I mean, 7 out of the 10 teams were running the pistol offense. Nobody stopped it there. This team that I had, these Milan Rhinos, just loved it. And it was a thrill to see these guys take a group that fundamentally, you know, they're just not where American players are, to be honest with you. And at the end of the year, be champions, which they'd never, ever won anything in their lives, never. And to do it with a real special offense, and to put on clinics all around Italy to show them the pistol offense and share with everybody.
Now, Coach, you didn't speak fluent Italian.
I didn't speak any.
Okay.
You kidding me?
One of the stories I heard is that you were upset with your team at practice, and you told them, you said, well, if you're going to play like this, you might as well be playing soccer.
that's true.
And then the interpreter told the team what you said, and they all give you, they applauded.
They stood a standing ovation. They just love that. I mean, Ray, they didn't, when you got mad at those players, they didn't take it as an insult. They took it as a compliment. I mean, there's times that I'd be chewing a guy out and he'd turn to his buddy and say, Coach, talk to me. I mean, it was heartwarming. Really, it was a blessing. It was great for me to see. There is a different perspective to football, but I'm going to tell you this, though, Ray. The bottom line, the common language in American football, whether it's in the Pop Warner level, which I've seen my grandkids go through, or the Italian NFL, they all want to have results of success game day. And as much as they aren't blessed with what we have over here in American football, they are blessed with the attitude. And so, shoot, Ray, for my first, I'm scared to death the first team meeting. I don't speak any Italian. How can they going to understand me? And I just thought, well, I'm going to see if I can throw it against the wall and it sticks. So I start talking a mile a minute, and I'm looking at them. They're all looking at me. The guy next to me is Marco Paganuccio, who was the comedian of the coaches. And I'm looking at him. I looked at him. And I said, did they get all that? He says, see. And I thought, oh, boy, see. Guy stood up, and over half that team, Ray, not only understood and expect, probably spoke it better than I did, and the ones who didn't understand English, they had their guys right next to them. As I talked, they were interpreting. We never missed a beat. I never had to slow down because they didn't. It was amazing. You know, it's embarrassing. Us Americans go over there, we just talk one language. These guys talk two, three. It's great.
How would you compare it, the level of play to the U.S. football? That's, and then we've got to.
I would say, Ray, the level of play over there would be, a good junior college level football, that mm-hmm. level, you know. Some pretty decent athletes. The fundamentals are, you know, it's what you work on constantly. But I'd say a good junior college football program, Division III type programs.
Okay. Coach, we got to cut it off right there. I really enjoyed you having you on the show today.
Well, my pleasure, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We'll be right back to wrap up Nevada Newsmakers after these few words.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can catch all of the Nevada Newsmakers programs by going to nevadanewsmakers.com, and also you can download all the programs from there. See you later.